Now, their milk is highly prized in the US and Canada, but less so in Europe. Now, a herd of Guernsey cattle has been exported to Holland for the first time. The English Guernsey Cattle Society was asked by a Dutch farmer to find up to 60 heifers, with a chance of further exports if the herd proves successful. 24 in-calf and served heifers and a yearling bull are now making their home there. Peter Klauver has strong links with Guernsey as he imports butter from the island into Holland. He helped organise the move.
This farmer was interested in a Guernsey cow because it seems to be that 95% of the Guernsey cow produce the so-called A2 milk, which is very popular in New Zealand and Australia. He knows the Guernsey butter and he says it has this unique taste which you taste nowhere else.
And what is special about the butter then?
Well, it is the, how shall I describe it? It's combination of the yellowness, the carotene that's in it.
That's from the grass, isn't it?
From the grass. But it seems to be that the body fat around the organs of the Guernsey cow is yellow. The skin of the Guernsey cow is yellow. So the flesh of the Guernsey cattle is yellow. And that all goes into the milk in combination with the carotene. And that makes the Guernsey butter distinct from any other butter.
So just tell me about the herd itself. Have they arrived? How long have they been there? They're the only ones there. And what do other farmers think in Holland?
Well, I think it could have a good spin-off effect if this works out successfully. The heifers and the bull arrived last Saturday, and it was wonderful to see. For me, it was a magical moment to see the bull. He was unloaded first. And he was testing the water, so to speak. So he was very carefully putting his leg on Dutch soil. And he was looking around him and a bit nervous. But then we guided him into the stables and he saw his feed and he was completely at home, you know, all at once.
And the ladies?
And the ladies followed him, 24 heifers, 14 in calf. They followed the bull and they were looking around them. And, of course, they will never realize that the difference in surroundings.
So what's the plan now? What are you going to actually do in a year's time, say?
So far, the farmer seems to be quite happy. He wants to use the milk for cheese mainly, but also for yogurt and cream. And if there's a market for this and he does well, then I know for sure that other farmers will also be interested. This farmer who bought the first Guernsey cows, if it's successful, he would like to buy more Guernsey cows and enlarge his herd.
Peter Klauver in Holland.